Well, welcome in to another Keystone worship session. Let me just introduce you to the circle today. To my right, I got Jesse. Hey,
everybody.
Carissa.
Hi.
Is here. Christian, holding down the rhythm section. Kirsten is here.
Hello.
As well. And we also have an empty chair here as a reminder that you are part of this time that we spend drawing near to the Lord. And we want you to feel that same way. We want you to feel like you are a part of this. We're not here to talk to you. We're here to lead one another in fixing our gaze on the one who is worthy of only that. And so I'm excited to get started. Remember, this podcast, it's meant to engage followers of Jesus in an expression of worship that will spur faith-filled action. So we want you to have the space to worship the Lord in a way that you don't normally do that. But we also want to challenge each other and challenge you to think, man, how can I take this throughout the rest of my day, throughout the rest of my week, throughout the rest of my walk with the Lord, where he has you right now. And so today we are excited to introduce another Keystone original song that was written here, and it is called Let the Whole Earth Shout, based off of Psalm 66. But before we get started, as always, we want to go to the Lord first and ask him to do with this what he would like to do with it. So let's pray together. Father, thank you for another circle like this, God, another circle of my friends and my family, and the opportunity that it is to worship you like this as a church family. God, would you just please do with this what you desire of it. Whether it's someone's morning, their evening, wherever someone finds themselves listening to this, God, would you bring them to the same heart of worship that we are experiencing right now in this room? In Jesus' name, amen.
So let the whole earth shout joyfully to the Lord our God. Lord our God, let the praise we lift be the song we sing to the Lord our God. Lord our God.
This song, like I said earlier, was written from Psalm 66, and that's really kind of what like birthed the lyrics and the idea behind this song. And so that's where I want to start, is Psalm 66, and this is where this psalm starts. Verse 1, it says, "Let the whole earth shout joyfully to God. Sing about the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awe-inspiring are your works. Your enemies will cringe before you because of your great strength. The whole earth will worship you and sing praise to you. They will sing praise to your name, Selah." If you go down further, the psalmist testifies of his relationship with the Lord, and he says, "Come and listen, all who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth, and praise was on my tongue. If I had been aware of malice in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. However, God has listened. He has paid attention to the sound of my prayer. Blessed be God. He has not turned away my prayer or turned his faithful love from me." Have you guys ever had the moment in worship, like walking into corporate worship or in a service, and the music is starting, everything's kind of beginning, the lights are like all where they should be, and the worship leader says like, "Hey, welcome in. Like, isn't it great to worship our God together? Isn't it great to sing him praise?" Do you ever have the moment you walk in, you hear that, and you're like, yes. Like, I feel like I get that all the time when I'm walking into a space where I don't know what's going on. I'm not on stage. Like, I hear that, I'm like, yeah, like, I just want to, like, both hands in the air. Like, every part of my being just totally agrees with that statement. Like, it is so good to do this, and I'm so excited about it, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And I hear a lot of people say this, where they say, man, during corporate worship, corporate music is when I feel closest to God. And maybe that like few minutes when you're not doing anything else except praising God, because who he is, who he says he is, maybe that's like when you feel most alive. And I'm going to tell you right now that the reason you feel that is because you're choosing to experience a glimpse of what we will be doing for all of eternity, which is crazy. We get to worship God face to face. It's literally like what we're created to do, like heart, mind, and soul, right? So the challenge that I see for us in light of this is to ask ourselves, listener, to ask yourself, have I chosen that kind of worship today? Our lives are an act of worship. Like the way you walk into your job, the way you love your family, the way you respond to texts, emails, like whatever you do, like those are all acts of worship when you're choosing God's way over your own. But I want to ask you, have you chosen to lift your voice to God today in the way that the psalmist is talking about in here? Have you turned your gaze to God who created you and then joining with all creation to say, Lord, you are worthy of my worship? And like nothing more than that. Just to say, like, God, like, just like, you are worthy. Like, I'm just going to praise you. I'm going to give you all my praise, all the honor that I can think about giving you, like whatever. I'm just going to give you it all because you're worthy, and stopping there. Like, the question is, have you chosen that kind of worship today? My prayer is that this song will become a reminder of, and maybe even a catalyst for the joy that comes with worshiping God in that way.
Yeah.
You know, I hope this song ushers you into a heart of worship like that, where you're just like, I'm just here. Distractions aside, I know that God is who he says he is. And so I'm going to join of all creation, just say, God, you're worthy. I'm going to praise you. And I'm going to start there. I'm going to put my situations beside me, my tasks, everything else. Like, God, you're worthy. I'm not going to think about anything else. My hope is that this song brings you there. So as we sing this song, let's do it with that heart and have fun doing it.
In the morning, when the sun comes out, I'll say. In the evening, when the night comes in, I'll say. Stillness in the suffering, my God is listening. With every breath, all I have, I will say. So let the whole earth shout joyfully to the Lord. In his goodness, I will bring my knees to the King. In confidence, I'll approach his throne. Holy, holy, holy is the King. I'll sing of his goodness and his faithfulness in the morning. Sing of his power and his steadfast love in my wandering. I'll sing of his goodness, his faithfulness in the morning. Sing of his power and his steadfast love in my wandering.
Grab this moment and make it a time for us to do that right now, to simply praise God for who he is. So let's do it together using the psalmist's words from this psalm. He literally says, say to God. So we're going to say to God right now. Say this silently in your heart as we pray. God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. So will we, Lord. We will sing praises to you because you are worthy. You are worthy. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's all we got. See you in the next session.